For more now on how this abortion issue is playing in the race for the Senate, we turn to Democratic political consultant Dan Payne, one of our political analysts. Dan, good morning and thanks for speaking with us again.
Good morning, Bob.
Dan, as Fred Tice just reported, Congressman Capuano's in the potentially awkward position, or maybe simply awkward position, of saying he voted for the bill last weekend, but now says he'd vote against it as a senator. Is that credible? Is it a flip-flop?
Well, he has made his understanding of the insides of Washington the cornerstone of his candidacy, and he was lecturing Martha Coakley about how the legislative process works. And then he winds up with essentially the same position as she has. And in the next few days, as they make some joint appearances and debates, no doubt this issue is going to come up, and Congressman Capuano is going to have to try to explain himself.
So do you consider it a flip-flop?
I don't know if it's a direct flip-flop. It's a clarification, but it's embarrassing to Congressman Capuano that he had to essentially admit that his position and Martha Coakley's are the same.
Capuano, as you pointed out, has been running as the only candidate in the field who actually understands how Congress works, because that's where he spends a huge amount of his time. Can he be successful in explaining to voters the intricacies of making laws in this real-world example? Will his explanation hold up with voters?
I don't think so. The way this is probably going to sort out is that Capuano and Coakley are on one side, and the other two candidates, Casey and Pagliuca, are on another. And in effect, what it'll do is neutralize an opportunity that Capuano had created for himself in complaining about Martha Coakley's stand.
How important is the abortion issue to Massachusetts voters?
I think it's not an issue that comes first to mind among most voters. But if you ask them how they feel about it, they will tell you that they are strongly pro-choice. And Martha Coakley has now been given an opportunity to show that she is staunchly pro-choice.
So is Martha Coakley the winner at this point in this flap, in that she was the first person to come out and say that she would protect the reproductive rights of women?
Well, this could strengthen Coakley's claim on women and men who want a female senator from Massachusetts. I'd also expect that Coakley's campaign, which had been looking fairly lethargic, will get an emotional boost from this controversy because she made a stand and she forced her main rival to change his position.
Do you consider this to be a make-or-break moment in this incredibly short campaign, in which there are probably going to be few make-or-break moments because it is so short?
Well, in a short race, a sprint to the Senate, some have said, a missed opportunity can really hurt because your recovery time is so short. So we'll see in the next day or two what happens between Coakley and Capuano. In one sense, Capuano is happy that people like you and I are putting his name in the same sentence with Martha Coakley's. But on the other hand, it appears as though he has made what is essentially an empty charge against her, since he has the same position as she does.
And what about the other candidates in the race? You mentioned them at the top, Alan Casey and Stephen Pagliuca, the other Democrats. Does this issue make them even more so the other candidates, the two guys backbenching?
Well, anything that helps Martha Coakley at this stage is bad for all the candidates, because she's the front runner, and the published polls show that she's comfortably ahead. So they have an opportunity to make their positions clearer than before this came up. And as I said, I think what will happen is that the Coakley-Capuano will be one position and Casey-Pagliuca will be another.
Dan Payne, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Democrat Dan Payne is a WBUR political analyst who also writes occasional columns for the Boston Globe.